Ladies and gentlemen. Listeners from all around the world. All right. We are the Uncelebs.
The Uncelebs.
Behind me, that's why.
Hi, I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka Nostalgic.
This is Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
Episode is
97?
97. God damn, we getting old.
Yup.
Three more, man. Shit. And we in the house. As you can see, we're not in the studio. Castown Live is temporarily closed down to the coronavirus quarantine. So, you know, for the next episodes, we're going to be in the house. Just giving it to y'all straight. You know what I mean?
We in the house. We in the house.
Shoot, man. How's everybody doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing pretty good. How about y'all?
I'm chilling. All right. Yeah. Before we get into the shit, I just want to thank everyone for checking out the past two episodes, man. 94, 95. Shout out to Marcus, man, for coming through, kicking it with us.
Word.
Got a lot of good feedback on our episodes, man. So,
word.
Shout out to him, man.
Word. That was a dope ass episode. Yeah. Well, episodes.
Yeah, episodes. You know,
95 and 96. Word. Yeah. It really was, though. He enjoyed himself, which is good.
Word. Tell him come back. Come through.
He will gladly come back.
he gotta come back, man. Yeah. All right. So Everybody in the house and shit, you know what I mean?
Wait.
what's the updates? What's going on? How's everybody with work? Is everybody working from home? Is anybody gotta go in the office?
Who wants to go first?
All right, you go first, playboy. You go first, man.
All right, I'll go first. All right. So I would say 2 weeks ago, I've been told to work at home, which is what I'm currently doing right now. You guys don't see my monitors because, well, the monitors is right behind my computer right now. So, But I've been told to work home. I had to take home all my equipment. I sprayed it down. Like, I wiped it down with Clorox wipes, sprayed it down, and then, you know. real New York with it. I sprayed it down with some Lysol, wiped it down with Clorox wipes. Then I had to plug up my Ethernet cable to the computer that they gave me. So, working at home, I don't know between working and the whole coronavirus thing, which one gives me more of a headache. I don't know, but it's like, you know.
Do you feel like that you get a lot more work done at home or at the office?
Definitely at home. I ain't gonna lie. Because I have that gap. Like, I work from 12 to 9. So I have that gap in the morning to do whatever I need to do, like plan out my meals, work on videos or study, whatever. So I have that gap from, like, I would say from, like, I don't want to wake up too early. So I would say from, like, 8 to 11, I should say. I have that gap to do whatever, plan things out, and So far, it's been like, because sometimes I'm like, damn, I ain't planned no lunch. I ain't got no breakfast. What the hell am I doing?
Or you just wake up and remote in.
Right. So sometimes, like, working at home, like, don't get it confused. Like, it's still work. Like, you're going to still do what you need to do, and it's going to be like you're at work. But I advise people, whoever is about to go into work at home, like, plan your days in advance. Like, plan everything, like cleaning up or meals, whatever. And if you do stuff on the side, like, I would do it before or after, you know, work, because doing it in between is gonna be hectic. So I would just say plan in advance. Mm-hmm. So, how was everybody else's week?
My week has been good. Like, I had to go into the office this whole week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You staying safe, bro?
Yeah, I'm staying safe. I got the gloves, and I got the.
You got the glove for each finger.
I got four fingers. I'm like, wait, one, two.
I can't stand you. I can't stand you.
You gotta be protected. You gotta be overly protected. Yeah.
Right. I gotta, you know, double, you know.
Gotta wear the glove for each finger. Then gotta wear the glove for the hand. You know what I mean? You gotta be good.
Nah, you're right, man. they had me come in because you know, they needed someone physically there just in case some of the PCs go down. You know, people been shutting their PCs.
Fuck your PCs!
But wait, are you the only one there?
No, it was me and someone else. Me and another worker and the manager. I'll be working from home for 2 weeks. So.
Okay, good. Yeah, so, yeah. That's what's up. I think everybody's working at home at this point.
Nah. It's some people still coming in the office. Like, Friday, I seen people like jogging outside. I was like, yo, what part of stay home do you guys not understand?
No. Essential, well, not essential, but like solitary exercise is fine.
Like, jogging outside with no protection?
Me, no protection. Like, as long as you stay 6 feet away from niggas, you can jog, you can exercise and all that shit. You just can't go to the gym. That's why people's going crazy and going on runs and shit.
Yeah, no.
Two essential workers jogging outside.
Other than that, week has been pretty chill, man. Just trying to stay safe. You know, checking up on my family. I'm wearing the gloves, man. I'm
wearing the mask.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
Wearing that protection, man. You know, like, I ain't touching nobody. I ain't looking at nobody.
Right.
Yeah, man. So
that's crazy.
What about you and Dre?
You want to go first?
She saved my last.
Okay, so nah, I'll go first. He trying to get himself situated again. Yeah. Wait,
right. I can't even see him on the camera.
But he couldn't hear you guys anyway, so it's like
okay.
He back? Legs. You back?
Yeah, I'm back.
You're not back yet because they can't even hear you.
They can't hear me?
No, they can't hear you.
Ah, they hear you.
Okay, whatever. You can hear everybody else, though.
They're not supposed to hear me. I'm muted.
You can hear everybody else, though.
I don't know. You only you talk.
My nigga.
Yeah, I can hear y'all.
Anyway, remember, like, 2 episodes ago, I was like, yeah, part of my how is my week was part of the fuck shit. Mm-hmm. So before we recorded the last 2 episodes, I got fired.
You got fired?
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
fired. Yes, fired.
Sorry to hear that. What
the problem is now when I'm trying to file for unemployment, the whole city is locked down, and now you got 2 million niggas trying to file for unemployment at the same goddamn time.
3.3.
Because they're trying to get that $600 on top of what your joint get. That's why.
It's not even that. Like, I call in, I put in some of my info, and then they were like, okay, we're going to connect you with somebody who can help you further. I'm like, nigga! Like, come on! They hanging up. I'm not getting connected. Or I call, and it was like, call back later. Later when? You try to go online, and it redirects you somewhere else. Like, how are you saying that thousands and hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers is filing for unemployment, but this is what we're running into? Who's filing for unemployment? Who has filed for unemployment in the last 2 weeks? I need to know. What did y'all do?
It's mostly the restaurant workers and the bartenders.
A lot of people getting fired. Yeah. A lot of people's, most people's hours is cut down.
Yeah. And no, I get that. And they have a separate section just for people who are affected by the virus, who lost their jobs because of the virus. But I literally lost my job, not because of the virus, like literally 3 days before the city got locked down.
Yeah, yeah, it's because it's gonna take some time for them to put it in effect. They're saying like at least like 3 weeks or something like that. Ooh.
And then when I'm like, okay, so nobody's really answering me, I can't get through. Let me go downtown and see you. Then the whole department later got shut down, and that was the same day that they decided on, oh, only essential workers only. And I didn't get that news until after I was already downtown. So I'm like.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
It's wild, man.
Okay, so now you got people like me sitting around trying to figure out, okay, so how are we going to pay for shit? I started making these because somebody asked for them. Like,
Yeah, you got to promote that.
I was, and then, like, it's just the mask, but you can put your own filter. Mainly because I don't have enough to buy. I don't have enough to buy fabric. But then again, it's like, where am I going to buy fabric right now?
Right.
So, that's what I'm saying. So I'm selling these face masks for the people who aren't looking at us right now. But yeah, I am advertising them, but it's just, I'm trying.
A lot of people, I mean, are you guys paying for like electric, gas and stuff like that? Because I know Con Ed is like putting a part in, like they're not charging anyone for like lighting gas.
We don't gotta worry about that right now.
Okay.
But rent.
That's the whole thing. It's like, Now, like, looking for a job before was hard. It was, you know, there's competition out there and stuff like that. Right. Actually trying to find a job now or trying to make some money now, nobody's hiring right now. Like,
it's impossible.
So
it's like,
damn, chill. Yo.
So it's like,
all the banks closed, right? About to rob them.
they can't charge you for nonviolent crimes. So
word, it's not violent. They want to arrest you at the bank, right?
I ain't see nobody.
Give me a run that shit.
Run that shit, nigga. But nah, other than that, like, I've been okay. Like, just worried about my family. I haven't seen my grandmother in a while. Right as soon as I it was kind of bittersweet when I did lose my job. But as soon as I got fired, I'm like, okay, so now I have time to do all the stuff that I said I didn't have time to do. So I was planning on going to see my grandma in the Bronx and going to see all of my other friends in the Bronx. I was trying to plan a trip to go to Texas to see my cousin and stay out there for a little while. But
yeah. Yeah. She was wild.
But yeah, now I gotta worry about my grandmother. My grandmother, I just got off the phone. My brother, he's staying up there with her, so they good. My grandmother who lives in my with my mom, they over there good. I just like it, now I just have to video message everybody. See, these are the times where I wish I had an iPhone. Because everybody else got an iPhone. That's the only reason. That's the only you reason.
Switching sides too? You switching sides too?
No.
Ooh, I'm telling Samsung 837.
Nah, they need to figure something. Apple and Samsung need to come together in times like this.
No.
In times like this where family needs to talk to each other without the extra pixels so that we can talk to each other. Like, yo, it'd be fucked up. My mother has to send me pictures through Messenger because if I was to send it straight to her phone, it's all fucked up.
That's what you see the green bubble. It's like, is that a green bubble? Oh, no.
Yo, my coworkers used to blow mine with that shit. All of them in my department had iPhones. And then me and like one other person had Androids. It was like, yo, who's the Android user? Da, da, da. Me. What you gonna do?
They need to stop that shit.
It was like, yo. One of the only girls I really talked to and who left before I did and everything, she was like, oh, you got an Android? I would invite you to the group, but it's no hard feelings. I was like, look, like, I don't care. Like, I really don't give a fuck. If y'all don't want to talk to me, that's cool.
That's some device discrimination.
He's like, yo, man, you got a charger? Like, we got Android? I say what now? You got a what now?
My one homie that was working at IT, he had the same exact phone as I did and the same exact earbuds. I was like, hey. There was one day he went to go help me with my computer and he put his buds down, didn't realize that I had buds too. He was like, oh shit, which one is mine? I was like, I'm not used to this. Everyone has an iPhone. But nah,
that could be a nasty mistake.
Word, man. Nah, but I had one in my ear, so we just had to open it up and see which one was ours. But that was it. So
look at the earwax line.
Nah. He had both of his and his. I had one ear in mine, so
like, that's yours, Jerry.
I was like, yo, you can have both of them.
Yo, I'm gonna tell a quick story. Was working. This was like almost a month ago, but I had like a call where the customer had requested a supervisor. So he used my headset. So after he Yo. After he finished rectifying the call and got the solution, my whole shit was sweaty as a motherfucker. I'm like, oh no! I had to get the wipes. I'm like, ah. I had to do it. Nah, son, I had to do the DJ scratch on that shit. Like, with the wipes.
I'm doing a little more than rectifying, man.
Word. Oh,
God.
That is nasty.
Call him DJ Sweaty Sweat.
That is nasty.
Yeah, I had to wipe that shit down, son, with them wipes. Nah.
I'd have balled that shit up.
Would have light that shit on fire, like fuck that.
Be like, it was time.
That's crazy. Anybody has something to say about the burning headset?
Let it burn,
bitch.
Was this before the coronavirus shit? This is
when it was like one starting case, two case, okay, you know, this is the beginning.
Oh, okay,
so you dodged that bullet.
Yeah, I had to
Matrix Neo, you know.
Yeah, I just seen the visual of sweat droplets just.
Or you wake up with some mushrooms on your forehead. You're like, oh shit.
Oh shit.
Yo, what the fuck is out of your head?
I hate y'all. I hate y'all so much. I hate y'all.
It's like coronavirus true form and shit.
I'm like, babe, pinch me.
What the fuck? Oh shit, what the fuck?
Yeah, this shit just turned hell. I hate mushrooms. That shit would be the worst thing.
Oh shit, man.
Oh man.
How's it going?
Hold on. Did you talk about your week?
Oh no, I didn't talk about my week. My week has been a coronavirus related boredom. Oh, you need to go to the store? I'll go for you. I got you. What you need? Alright. Sodas? Alright, how many? You need to another store, you know, make multiple stops.
Oh man.
Trying to get out the house, man. And
Yeah. Same here.
You know?
Yeah, it's hard.
Buses is all free, so it's like,
Yeah.
I've been going places.
Buses is free mainly because they don't want nobody walking past the driver.
No. When you get on the bus, they pull up.
Dumb, that ass.
They open the back door. If you try to walk to the front door, they say no. Back door. You go to the back door. They have a 6 foot, maybe like more like 7 or 8 feet.
Nah.
Blocked off.
Nah, it's
from
just that.
The driver all the way into the.
Hold on. New Yorker talking to other New Yorkers. Okay. You know when you come into the bus, right?
Oh shit!
I guarantee you, there ain't no measurement going on here. If you hear what I'm saying, okay, you come into the regular bus, right? It's the bus driver. Those seats right directly behind him, where the wheelchairs sit, and then the rest of the seats. Those are the only seats that are blocked off. Because you have from their back, there's like a yellow chain. Okay. So the only people that's allowed in the front is. People who need those wheelchair seats. That's it.
Okay.
They have to
let them in because of the ramp in the front. There's no way around that. And that's the only place they can sit.
I was about to say the wheelchair people are fucked then.
No. That's the only if you need that. If you're in a wheelchair and you need that seat, that's the only time.
Gotcha.
But everybody else stuck in the back.
That nigga like, no, you ain't going to catch me slipping back door.
Oh, how many times have y'all had to scream back door for them to put on the green light so that you can open the back door?
I think one time. I was like, yup.
Thousands of times. Thousands.
Why they opening the back door from the front now?
I don't
have to touch it. We get there and they open the back door. I'm like, so y'all could have opened the back door all this time?
Mm-hmm. Is this the new
They could have opened the
like
back
the
door
buses?
The whole time.
All these years, yeah.
All these years.
Every time
you're screaming back door and they're about to pull off, they could have turned on the green light and opened the door for you. But no.
So you have to push it yourself, yeah.
Yeah. So now they don't want nobody touching it, so they open it themselves.
You motherfuckers.
I have a screen back door here in Georgia. Shit. I'm like, yo, back door.
This is a back door in Georgia? Wow.
Damn. Yeah. I thought we only had to do that.
Like, yo, back door? Yeah, but they won't be open. They be still be driving. I'll be like, yo, back door. Like, oh shit! Like, bro, I pulled the chain though. I pulled the
word.
The
string.
You heard that bing bing. You heard it.
Word.
You took the bus, bro.
I took. Well, not right now, but I'm saying like even before this, like before this whole crisis, I had to scream back door.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm good, y'all. I'm good. I'm chilling.
You told the bus driver, like, when he opened it, you told him you dead ass, or you told him, like, you hit him with the yo, you dead ass?
I ain't hit him with that. They ain't ready for that yet.
Okay.
They're not ready.
I dat you say?
I dat me, I say. They're not ready yet.
They're not ready for that, you dead ass.
They're not ready for that yet. So.
You're probably scared the shit out of them, like, oh shit.
Yo, you know what? You know what else they're not ready for?
What?
They're not ready for the fuckers you talking about.
Oh, what did that mean?
They're not ready for that. Cause that's what we know, it's on the popping.
Any New Yorker, yeah, you hear any New Yorker be like, yo, fuck is you talking about?
It's a rap. It's about to be a rap. You're not ready for that.
Yo, you know what be killing me with that when people say saying that shit? That long ass pause before they say that.
Word.
They just staring at you crazy like.
I'm like, yo. They give you that face like, fuck is you talking about right now?
Right? It's always the New York couples too that be arguing. Yo, what the fuck is you talking about?
They're not, yo, Georgia not ready for that.
For anyone who's not from New York, that's the universal word for like shit is about to go down. Like, yo, fuck is you talking about?
Like nothing you saying is making no fucking sense, and it's making me want to slap you in your mouth. That's what that means.
What? It's not adding up right now.
No.
Yo.
Excuse me.
So I mean, all right. So we got the situation update on the coronavirus right now.
Bird.
I've been on IG, man, and I've been seeing a lot of people doing quarantine parties and, you know, cloak quarantine and shit like that, man. Boy. Motherfuckers finding their quarantine bay on the live and shit. They shooting their shot through the eye. Yo, it's crazy.
Y'all see that?
I saw that, man.
Y'all peeped that?
Nice.
Yo, shout out to DJ D Nice. He's the one who started the whole, like, quarantine party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a big party. Like, yo, you had the Obamas in there, you had Oprah in there, like you.
Yeah, everybody was in there.
Name it, man. And because of that, yo, I think he had like maybe like 150K followers. He went up to like a million.
Yep.
Wow.
That one party. He's 1 million followers, man. So.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about.
So everyone else, he started a trend, so everyone's doing their own thing, man. They doing their, you know, the beat battles, the writers battles and shit like that. So,
Also, shout out to all the choreographers and the dancers out there that's having classes on live. Y'all are saving me right now.
Yeah,
when I saw Brookline last week.
Brookline, oh wow.
When I saw Brookline on live last week, I'm like, yo, okay, let me do this real quick. I caught it at the tail end, but I got it. Y'all keeping me in shape right now. Like,
yeah, man.
I need to catch some more classes though.
Yeah, man. It just shows that it's good that we you know, it just shows that, you know, everyone's in the house and they're just trying to keep themselves busy, you know, as much as they can. You know, there's only so much you can do. I mean, like, so you just got to keep yourself entertained, keep yourself productive, and
Speaking of keeping entertained, keeping productive, the people who usually have like daytime or late night shows who are doing their shows either without an audience or at home, like I think The Real is doing their show without an audience because I've been seeing clips and like. I think you hear the audience, but or the old clips or something. I don't know what they're doing over there. But It might be a laugh track. I'm not even gonna lie. It might be, but it sounds like a real, like there's actual women in the audience. So I don't know.
Yeah, right, right, right. That's right. That 90s shit. Word.
Yo, you okay? Wait, pause. What I'm saying. You know whose laugh track is horrible?
Who?
That 70 show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yo, he'll just throw it on just because we like we don't know what to watch and we don't really be paying attention to the TV. There was one time I was on my phone facing away from the TV and I just heard the laugh track and I'm like, yo, for each scene they have the same laugh track. Like it might be different from scene to scene, but for that particular scene, if it's a laugh track, it's the same one. They're just like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh come on, man.
Especially when they do the 360 table shit.
Word.
yeah.
Word. But anyway, yeah. Shout out to Jimmy Fallon, Trevor Noah, and people like that because they're doing their show at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it's crazy.
Like Jimmy got he's doing all his segments with his wife and daughters and everything, and Trevor he's still doing his segments, but then like he had a what's his name? He had an interview with the top doctor who's like who gave advice for like the last like four or five presidents or some shit like that.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I was watching it the other day and he was asking some valid questions. Like, look, this is stuff people need to know. And yeah, just asking him the right questions. And I'm like, this is the information that needs to be out there right now. And I'm glad they're doing
it. I know who you're talking about too.
Yeah. Just white dude that was rolling his eyes at Trump like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's got to be hard, too, like, to do it without a live audience in front of you. That's going to take a lot of.
Yeah, you got to trust that the jokes is funny.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I was watching one of Trevor Noah's when he was like just on the live or whatever, and I'm like, maybe like it just wasn't hitting like the you know with the audience there and stuff.
Yeah, I think the audience
just
says the
punchline and you just wait, you know, it's just better. It's different.
Oh, I don't think he wait. He might be reading something, but go ahead.
Is it Dr. Fauci or Fauci?
I think so. Something like that. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is, I already like him because he was rolling his eyes at Trump. And now that one press conference, he was blowing mine because he's saying, okay, don't do this, that, and the third. Trump go on the mic and say, well, I think this, that, and the third is okay because I don't see anything wrong with it. Then dude come back on the mic and somebody ask him, okay, based on what Trump says, what do you say? He's like, well, like I just said before he got back on the mic, this is not this. I don't understand why. I don't understand why he's saying like it's okay, but it's not. I don't know if he feels that way when I just said it, but you know what? Okay.
Or it's just a whole, like I was saying though, before I got interrupted, fuck is he talking about? But this is what, you know, y'all need to...
Basically.
What is he talking about right now, son?
Oh, man.
Basically.
So, can I tell you guys the update for the cases and the deaths and the recovery?
The what?
The cases and what?
The cases, the deaths, and the recovery. Because I got the website pulled up.
Okay. Yeah,
that's it, man.
So far, the coronavirus cases is 721,412 cases. 33,000 in total. Yep. 33,956 deaths. And 151,004 recoveries.
151,000. So, yeah.
Recoveries, okay.
Recoveries, yeah. That's where we at so far.
You hear about the 90-year-old that that recovered?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, there was an infant as well. A newborn. Yep. Premature.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So you know what that means, right?
Potato soup is the cure.
Where'd you get that from?
That's what, yo, that the 90-year-old, they was like, yo, she was on her way out, and she was just like, oh, that she requested to get some, you know, because she usually eats like potato soup, like that's her favorite soup to eat. Mm-hmm. And she ate it, and then like she woke up and she just recovered. She was like, she felt better, and you know.
Say no more. Old. We going to get a bag of potatoes. Two bags of potatoes tomorrow, all right?
Yo.
Got you. It's a cool.
Fuck what you heard. I got a whole bag of potatoes. What you saying?
We going to make potato cakes, mashed potatoes, potato soup.
Fries. Curly fries.
Word up.
Hash browns.
I'm about to UPS that to y'all right now. Like, what's up?
Nah, we got the market right down the street. We good.
If they got potatoes. Bag full of Idaho potatoes.
Yep.
I'm gonna pick me up some yams. What you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
I was really about to make some potato bread because they really don't have
bread or
flour at the damn.
They have the flour. We don't have a pan. Yeah. Well, not the regular flour. They got like wheat flour. they got gluten-free wheat flour.
Word.
Gluten-free. Okay.
Yeah. The wheat. Yeah.
You gotta make it yourself. Like that's like extra uninspiring.
But we got yeast. They ain't got no yeast.
We got one packet of yeast. We got one loaf of bread worth of yeast.
Word. And we just ran out of bread too. I hope they got bread.
Yo, that's a great idea. I'm about to go to the money.
What, bake bread? Yeah. Bake your bread. If you got your pans, bake your bread.
Yo, I saw a meme saying that, yo, we either gonna come out of this excellent cooks. Or what they said, I forgot what they said. Or something else. Like, I don't know.
Internet trolls.
That's not what they said, but facts.
Hey, it's true, man.
I said that's not what they said, but facts.
Mark my words. I'm coming out of here with a new career. What's up?
All right. Yeah. Shit. Oh, keep going,
man.
Bro.
What I'm talking about, man.
New hustles. New hustles.
Get to the bag, man.
Word. You smell me?
I smell you, man. I figured, do you?
We all coming out of this wealthy, you know what I mean? We gonna have new jobs, new hustles.
Word. I agree, man. So, yeah, speaking of that, man, like, once this is all over, man, definitely, I'm going to the bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they were like, hey, what would you like? And I'm like, yo, just give me everything. Just give me, like,
all the drinks. Give me one of those. Give me about three of these guys.
Yeah.
Yep. I want.
Give me. I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do when this is over. I really don't.
If every job, these niggas gonna be like, yo, we gotta get our we gotta get our employee base back. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
All right, you need me. What you up? Need me. You know you need me.
Word.
Taking small questions. What can I help you with?
What is that?
The fuck was that?
Google Home.
Wait.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Nobody was talking to you.
We got a Google Home.
My bad.
Just answering the big and small questions of life. I'm like, yeah, what?
Wait, that shit scared the shit out of me.
Wait, who was that? Who is that?
It's y'all Google got a Home.
Y'all got a robotic Alfred out there? Like, what the fuck? Shit.
Wait, they're looking at him like, shut up.
Yo, I thought your TV turned on And out of nowhere, like, what the fuck? I'm about to get out of my apartment. Like,
it's a double motherfucker in the house.
Yo, bro.
Yo, we got enough shit to worry about.
You see, I'll be out of it right now.
Yo, we got enough shit to worry about. Now we got paranormal shit going on. Fuck out of here.
No, but their reaction though was like, "Shut up."
Word, could you just?
No one asked you.
Yo, that's a straight up. That's a straight up. That is a straight up New York reaction right there. So.
Yo, we stared and wait for him to finish too.
Because you know he ain't going to shut up. He just make sure he always got to get the sentence out and shit. You know.
Yo, y'all like, just like, yo.
I'm not even gonna say it. I'm not even gonna say it. Leave it. Hey Google. Hey, hey Google.
Are you dead ass though?
Stop.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Yo, that should be
you gotta, put your finger. You gotta put your finger like, yo, you dead ass though? You dead ass?
Yo, we be sleep. And he was like, sorry, I didn't hear that. You ain't supposed to hear nothing.
So you know, I'm never buying one of those things because my snoring could translate something to them. I'd be like, oh, you want to order pizza? No.
No, we didn't buy it.
It's free.
Okay.
3 months ago, yeah.
Just giving them away.
All right.
That makes me so sure. Like, yo, you the cop. You work for the government?
Google never shares your data with government authorities unless their request satisfies legal requirements in Google's policies. To learn more...
Bullshit.
iRobot type shit.
Now we know.
iRobot type shit. He's programmed to say that unless otherwise.
We got... Kenny Beats as our Google Home and shit.
Yo, leave Kenny out there. Leave him alone, whoa, man.
Kenny.
Yo, Kenny. Yo.
Like, if I was to ever get a Google Home or like a Amazon Echo, whatever that shit is, yeah. I would have what you call it as my voice, Samuel Jackson.
Okay, Google. Can you change your voice to Samuel Jackson?
On the website TheVerge.com, they say, Jackson doesn't replace Alexa's main voice. You've got to specifically request the voice by saying, Alexa, ask Samuel L. Jackson, followed by your question. Instead of relying entirely on pre-recorded phrases, the Samuel L. Jackson voice is powered in part by Amazon's neural text-to-speech model.
So it's just Amazon.
Okay. Amazon, gotta get Amazon. Yeah. He getting them checks, boy.
Word. I have my Google Assistant sounds like Issa Rae, but yeah, it'd be funny too. I'm not even gonna ask what the weather is because I don't want to waste too much time. But anyway, I gotta try that at my grandmother's house and see what happens because she got an Echo. But yeah,
yo guys, we gotta come up with some hustles. Like I've been thinking. Like this whole coronavirus thing, I've been seeing people with custom made masks, like Gucci mask and all that, blinged out gloves and shit. We gotta come up with something. Like we gotta profit. What's up?
I already told you what my hustle is, man.
We gotta come up with a ratchet ass board game so that people
can sell like word. Pull the fuck out of here.
Word. Fuck out of here. The board game.
Milton Bradley. I'm done.
Roll the dice. I hit five. Oh, you gotta go back to jail? Fuck out of here.
How much more can you take? No.
Oh, you landed on the baby mama spot. Is it or is it not your baby? Fuck out.
Oh, the fuck is you talking about?
Yo, that would be a funny ass Game Boy.
Yo, that's wild, man.
Oh, man. All right, let's get back on topic.
Word.
Right. So,
I'm not even worried about it because like we don't get to do this in the studio.
Time. We got time for y'all right now.
Word.
That's true. Word. So I know we was talking about the lives and stuff like that. So shout out to your Swizz and Timbo for the epic
word.
Oh my
fucking God. Beat battle, man. Battle.
Yo.
And that's not the first time he did it.
It's not the first time. Yeah.
Nah.
Okay, okay.
I remember, I think DJ, it was like years ago, DJ Premier and Pete Rock did one like at a show.
Yeah. Yo, we need to do this more for the culture, for real.
Word.
That shit led into a Boy Wonder versus Hit-Boy.
Yeah.
That shit was pretty hard. Then that shit you had, the writers battle, which was Sean Garrett versus
The Dream. That was yesterday.
I heard The Dream won. I heard like Sean Garrett like lost terribly.
Yo, he kind of did. About is, he lost terribly, but you still didn't know like that Sean Garrett actually wrote all of these shits.
Yeah, just,
like all of Beyonce's hype shit. Get me. Yeah, body, the check up on it and
upgrade you.
Yeah.
All of those.
I mean, let me not say like he lost horribly, but it's not really a competition. It's more like a showcase. I think it's like, yo, we coming together, and it's like, okay, you got your shit. All right, I got my shit. You know what I mean? Like,
but like the thing about it is that Sean Garrett and The Dream, they definitely had some words before this, because the way it was done, it was, you could tell it was some bad blood or some words was.
But sad. They were still talking about, oh, we family though.
Yeah, but it, you know how the shit, like niggas playing cool right now for the cameras, but you could tell like they don't really fuck with each other.
Yo,
that's the sense that
for real.
Because
Sean Garrett
like a friendly spar.
Yeah, but the first video we was watching, because I didn't catch it live. The first video we was watching on YouTube, Sean Garrett dropped a song. I think he said it didn't release yet or some shit.
Yeah, one of his new
songs. I don't count. You can't count that.
No. He said he was just going to play it. He wasn't going to count it. But
okay.
The whole time the song is playing, he only played like half of it. Dream put down his phone, pulled out his caddy, and started like hitting golf balls and shit into the pool. Like, we're like, yeah, nigga, what you doing?
That's
mind you,
it wasn't just for the song. Sean Garrett had this whole speech in the beginning.
Yeah.
He had this whole speech in the beginning that, like, he was, like, letting niggas know what it is, how this is great for the culture and shit, apologizing to Dream, saying, like, yo, I said that he'd be wearing other niggas' chains. I didn't mean that and stuff like that. Whatever.
I didn't understand anything he was saying, so I didn't.
Yo, they had words. They had words.
But the whole time he talking, Dream looking at him, and he's like, okay. And then he goes and goes.
It was one time Sean Garrett, like Dream had just finished playing something, and Sean Garrett's about to play something, and he goes, like, he's like, yo, I'm about to play. Dream like, yo, go ahead, play that motherfucker so I can beat it out of here. I got the Joker right here. Like, what you? This is a little,
oh, man.
The whole shit is on YouTube. Like, somebody screencast that shit. But it is just funny to see that. But, like, regardless, all of this shit is just mad good for the culture, because people don't even know all of these people behind the scenes writing your favorite songs, producing songs and stuff. Like, it's really time that, you know, they get their just due.
Yeah, like, that one, the one song, like, going back to the Swizz and Timbo battle, that one Angie Stone song, I did not know Swizz Beatz did that.
Which one?
was I forgot the name of it. I think it was like her first one of her like her first hits or something like that. But when you heard it, it was like
I wish I didn't.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's totally different from Swiss's.
Word. And that's an old one.
He did that?
He did that, yeah.
Wow.
I even heard it and I'm like, yo, that's Swiss? What?
Word. He was in his R&B crazy. Bag right there. He was in his soul.
But you know what? You know what? Out of the whole, you know, from that battle, like, other people started doing their own battle. I like theirs the most because they were already, like, friends. They were already, like, cool. It was competition. Right, it's two legends. They fuck with each other. Like, they, at the end of the day, like, yo, this is, you know, this is all fun. Like, you know, it don't matter. Like, we both. Yeah.
This is long overdue because a lot of people were saying, like, yo, we want to see a Swizz and Timbaland battle, you know, for the longest.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be some more coming up, man.
Swiss and Tim was just talking about, yo, who should battle next? Who should battle next? Taking requests and everything. JD in the comments talking about, yo, I'll take anybody. And it was like, oh, JD in this, JD in that, JD in this. And then JD and Puff, just like everybody kept saying, yo, JD and Puff, JD and Puff.
Puff going.
Everybody was like, he was like, yo.
I'm going to remind you, but it's like, JD.
Wait.
There's not going to be that much that you're going to be like, oh, I didn't know that was JD.
There was people saying, yo, Puff going to win. JD don't want that smoke. And then JD was like, yo, I take that smoke. Da, 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 da. And everything. And they was trying to get Puffy in on it. I don't know if they set it up. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if it's happening now.
I don't think JD going to win, though.
But they were saying way that would work. They were saying, oh, how would it work? Are we doing with stuff we just produced? Or, nah, and then Swiss was like, nah, the only way it would work is if y'all did So-So Def Era with Bad Boy Era. Because he said, y'all was like the pioneers of both of those. Yeah. Y'all was the pioneers of both of those eras. So it's like...
Hey. Mm-hmm. But then, it's like, okay, so like, what did Puff produce? Like, what beat did he like?
That's why you ain't going by that.
He really didn't. He produced it, but he didn't like song write at all. You know, like, all right.
Anytime
you got a producer, like, let's say Flashing Lights by Kanye, right? Kanye is going to get the producer credit, but the songwriter that actually made the beat was Eric Hudson. You know? So Eric Hudson is the one the one that actually made the beat, but Kanye is the one that put the beat together with his song, made some adjustments to it. So, you know,
right.
Eric Hudson got songwriting credit on that.
Mm.
You know, so Diddy probably got a lot of shit that
he's credited produced on. Yeah.
And produced in that way. You know, like Khaled, DJ Khaled, like he's Khaled. Not making a lot of these beats. He used to, but you know,
they know that.
He's just taking a lot of Mike Will Made It and putting somebody else on it, and, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's the battle that they was talking about. Mike Will Made It versus Mustard.
That would be interesting. I would love to see that.
That's the young boys.
Yo,
they was talking about bringing out Polo the Don. Like,
I seen Polo the Don. I was like, yo, he got some, he got some slaps, man. He got some hits.
A lot of slaps, like that. A lot of people.
There was one year where DJ Mustard made like 100 beats and they were all on the radio.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it is. Mm-hmm.
When you hot.
Radio hop on somebody, they hop on somebody.
Word.
Yeah, this one, like, Mustard was on fire. Yeah, he was like Rihanna, YG, Nipsey Hussle,
Big Sean.
Sean, Wiz Khalifa, like, bad people. Like, it's.
Tinashe. Everybody.
Yeah. He was saying, like, years after that, he was like, I'm just now getting paid for those hits that I did.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And this was back in like 2017. So it was like 2015. He was like on fire. Like yeah. Mustard was like the guy, you know, like 14, yeah. 15. So all the Rihanna hits, like, you know, he good. So
he chilling. Like you don't gotta hear another beat from him. He chilling.
A lot of people are saying like he's, and you guys disagree if you want. Like a lot of people are saying he's like this generation's Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Mustard.
Nah, I think it happens too much. Like when a dope producer comes out, the entire radio hops on him real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And that shit happened with Mike Will Made It. The shit happened with Mustard. The shit happened with London. Like a lot
Lex
of
Luger.
Lex Luger, like, yo, that shit was crazy. Everybody yeah. needed mm-hmm. a Lex Luger beat.
Mm-hmm.
What's my boy? Fucking Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
Oh,
after a million, Bangladesh was everywhere. Like everybody mm-hmm. had to have a Bangladesh beat. Like
yep.
Beyonce had, you know, fucking everywhere.
Diva, I think. Yeah. Bangladesh. Yeah, I remember that shit. Yeah. Oh man.
Now, A-Rap music.
A-Rap. Yeah, yeah. A-Rap.
Yo.
Everywhere.
Like he had the whole Dipset sound. Like he made the Dipset sound.
Now he needs to do a battle with another beat maker.
But that's the thing with him. I think besides Dipset, I think his catalog would be a little limited. It'd be probably shit you wouldn't hear, like you've never heard before. You know what I mean?
But that's kind of like what Boy Wonder and
Hit-Boy
was doing. They was basically just playing the hardest beats. And like ridiculous, yo. But to hear what these niggas got in the tuck that we ain't heard yet, like these are guys that's really up there, you know. Like
yeah, they still got to get established too. Like they're still like fresh producers. So.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like somebody like Timbo or Swiss where it's like they're well established. So it was like
they're seasoned. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pharrell, what about?
I want to hear the Pharrell, yo. I want to hear Pharrell on the Pharrell. That's gonna be fucking lit. That's gonna be fucking bonkers, bro.
They said Pharrell versus Rick Rubin.
Oh, word?
Mm.
I remember them saying that.
You would be.
I don't remember them saying that.
They was talking
Pharrell,
about
Pharrell versus who can Pharrell go against that'll be worthy of a battle? Like,
word. Everybody said, yo, Pharrell's a different animal. Yeah. Me, they were saying that too.
Kanye.
Swiss and Tim was like, yo, I don't want Pharrell smoke. I'm not even on that.
Nah. Pharrell was on a different planet when it comes to beats.
That's what they were saying.
Like the Neptunes in general was just like on some next shit.
Pharrell versus Ninth Wonder.
You know what? It's too different. It's two different beasts. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ninth Wonder is that.
I would go Knife Wonder versus Premier. More like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like father versus son.
Alchemist versus the RZA.
Right there.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, somebody was saying RZA, but I think they said Pharrell versus RZA. I don't remember.
Nah. It had to be like Pharrell and like Teddy Riley is like Terry Riley or some shit like that.
That's maybe. You know what? That's one thing I was thinking. Somebody like fucking Rodney Jerkins, Dark Child.
Oh yeah, Dark Child. Yeah, yeah, Dark that's Child. It. Yep. Pharrell versus Dark Child. I want to see that. Set it up.
Yep.
Set word. Up. Word.
But this. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna move on, but go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, this beat battle just, like, the Timbo and Swiss battle just started something just...
It really legendary. Did. Like, it really did. Really and I hope they continue even after this damn pandemic, because it's dope.
And keep it and keep it friendly, keep it competitive, but, you know, friendly. Like, we ain't got to, you know, do a lot of other bullshit that Boy Wonder was doing with
Sean Garrett. Yeah, like, that shit was wild. Oh, he's trying to be on some, yeah.
Yeah, like, we ain't got to do all that.
Yo, the whole... Dream had this whole vibe about, like, this nigga's not fucking with me. I don't even know why I'm doing this. He's like, really? Okay. Bam.
That's the Dream's whole, like, attitude, though. When he, like, when you hear his interview, he's just very, like, calm and just, like, laid back. Like, I'm about to just drop it on him next month.
Yeah, he's super cocky.
Yeah.
Not always in a bad way, but, you know.
Yeah, and just do it for the sport of it. Like, you don't gotta be like, it'll be whack if people pick that up like, oh, fuck out of here, he ain't fucking with me. Like, do it for the sport of it. Like, have fun. Like, y'all making money already, so it's like,
yeah, like if you become a sore loser about it, yeah. Like, you just fuck out of here.
Get whack after that.
All right. Yeah. So we gotta find three. Right? We already said Dark Child versus Pharrell. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. Polo the Don versus Bangladesh.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
And one more.
Knife Wonder gotta be in it.
Knife Wonder versus
you've gotta be another boom bap producer.
Oh, yo, if he was still alive, like Jay Dilla.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alchemist?
Like Knife.
Alchemist.
Yeah.
I like
maybe like Knife Wonder and Alchemist, yeah.
Word. Yeah. All right, we're going to book it. We're going to try to make that trend. Try to get this going. Keep our quarantine popping.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Teddy Riley versus Babyface? Nah, that's too much.
No, somebody was saying that. It was like, yo, somebody was like, oh, Babyface. It was like, Babyface, nah.
Nobody wants it with Babyface. He can literally go on for days.
Like, days. Yo, you playing shit? Where you like, you playing shit that was before I was born. Shit, I'm done.
You will have to bring out, what's the two dudes?
Oh, Teddy, Jimmy. Jam, Terry Jam, Jimmy. And,
Jimmy Jam.
I know who you're talking about.
Terry Lewis.
And Terry Lewis. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Bam.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Yeah.
That, right there. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis versus Babyface. And I swear, that shit could go on for years.
Yeah.
Literally,
they would have to do like
3 or 4 different lives.
A live is about an hour, so they would have to do 2 hours and then end it. Like, that's it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put one more in there. Maybe Dr. Dre and DJ Quick.
Oh,
Dr. Dre and DJ Quick.
Someone from the West, like either Daz Dillinger and DJ Quick, one of them got a battle.
Dr. Dre gotta definitely be in a battle, like, period.
Yeah, like either Dre or Quick, one of them gotta be in there.
Wait, Manny Fresh versus Lil Jon.
Oh. Oh shit. That's a good one. Yeah. That is a good one. Yeah. That is a good one, my friend.
Jazzy Faye.
I was thinking about Jazzy Faye. I'm like,
Jazzy Fizzle.
Yeah.
Production.
Yeah. Jazzy Faye, yeah.
Yeah. Takes pick it up to get a good matchup.
For Jazzy Faye?
Jazzy Faye, word.
like from the South of that era, I think.
Maybe it should be Polo the Don versus Jazzy Faye.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe. Yeah.
Bangladesh got a like a season or whatever, but Polo was a little bit more popping. But you never know.
I feel like they neck and neck. They was around the same era. Yeah.
The three way free for all. Like, nah, that should have killed.
Yeah.
Just Blaze and fucking Knife Wonder. Bam!
Sorry, I'm Just extremely biased.
And Knife Wonder.
I'm extremely biased.
Oh my god.
But Just Blaze raised me.
I agree. I'm with it.
It's like,
Just Blaze is like.
Just Blaze?
Just Blaze got all of fucking Joe Budden's hits.
Yeah.
Facts.
The first two songs was all Just Blaze. Like,
yeah.
Shit.
Yo. The thing I want to say about Timbo and Swizzy, they played the right joints, but they wasn't playing the right joints, yo.
To me.
They wasn't. Because everybody in the comments was like, yo, play this. And he played it like 20 minutes after somebody would suggest it. Yeah, like,
right. Tim was drunk as shit.
He was lit. Tim wasn't drunk in that first live. That second live that y'all wasn't there for, Tim was gone. Tim was not there.
Bro, he
because
played the same song three times.
What happened?
He played the same song three times. I was there. I was in it.
He played Cry Me a River twice. We Need a Revolution twice. I'm like, yo. And Swiss was standing there like, bro, I love you. And that's the only reason why you still here.
I'm going to give you that one.
And that's the thing. Like Swiss Beast was playing all his street joints. And then... Timbaland will play.
He didn't play Stop Being Greedy.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry.
No.
But wait. But he couldn't do all his gritty shit because Tim kept pulling out all his R&B shit.
So what? He should have just He had to go back to his room.
He had Tim like at the wall. He had him.
It matters because the later the night got, everybody either wanted to be on some hype shit or some chill shit. And they like wasn't like, and everybody's like, yo, Tim, you killing the mood because he kept playing R&B.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Timbo's like, R&B kick, R&B. He's like, oh, I got something for that. And then everybody in the comments was like, no, you fell for it. Like,
yeah, he was trying to bait him. He was trying to bait him. And he's like, he came out with fucking.
Swiss would have took it back to early X and had all his Rough Rider shit, because he played some Kiss and DMX too. But that's the reason why, you know, like they would really go at it. Like, that's why I'm saying Pharrell and Tim, that would be a crazy ass going at it. You know, never know who's gonna win. Versus. Damn, because
Just Blaze, maybe just
Dre. Swiss versus Dre.
Dre would murder him, son.
You think
Dre
so?
Would I want to see it.
I don't know, man. I don't
Dre
know.
Dre would murder
Swiss. I think Swiss and Just Blaze would be better.
Swiss and Just Blaze.
I forgot who he said he didn't want to go up against, but if the people wanted it, he would do it anyway for the culture. But he said, I don't want that smoke. He outwardly said, I forgot who he was talking about, but he outwardly said, he knew when he gets outmatched. He ain't stupid. He outwardly said, I don't want that smoke, but I'll do it anyway. Yeah. No. Swiss. Tim was saying that about Pharrell. But, Swiss, I forgot who he was talking about.
Yo, Dre would kill Swiss Beats. I'm sorry. He would kill him.
I don't know, man.
I think it'd be a close one. I think
Kill him, son.
You talking about shit from NWA. Now you're talking about Eminem. You talk about the whole Death Row. Like the whole Death Row.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
It's a lot of errors that he's been through, like Swiss, you know. Don't do that.
Dominique says Swizzy on top.
With Dre? I don't know, you talk about NWA, Death Row, Snoop, Eminem.
Yes, yes.
50 Cent. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yo, Dr. Dre will sweep the floor with him, son. I'm sorry. And Swizzy, my dude, I love Swizz Beatz, but bruh, Dr. Dre has been having hits since the 80s, like early 80s. Late 80s, I would say.
At least 10 years over him. He got at least 10 years on him.
He got 10 years on him, but Swizz had an entire era just the Rough Rider shit alone. That shit is a lot.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, tell her to get on the mic.
Get on the mic, bro.
Let's hear it.
Come on. Come over here, babe. So we can speak to the mic.
I'm sorry, but shit. I just heard his foolishness. He was in there, and I was in there reading my book, minding my business. I thought I heard him say that Dr. Dre will mop Swizzy with Brooklyn.
Yes,
yo, he got 10 years on him. He got at least 10 years on Swizz.
I don't give a damn about none of that. I care about the sound. As a consumer, I prefer to listen to Swizzy than I prefer to listen to whatever the hell Dr. Dre putting out. And I'm not.
You're talking about the whole Death Row.
I'm not saying that Dre is trash. I am saying that I prefer Swizz Beatz over Dr. Dre. You're talking about
Death Row. You're talking about Death Row.
Death Row. You're talking about Tupac. You're talking about Snoop. You're talking about E.T.E.
G-Unit.
Like, all of them.
Talking about Eminem.
Who else? You got Mary J. Blige. You got some Game.
Yes.
Mary J. Blige.
I'm not taking away from his records. I'm not taking away from his records. Oh, no. Okay. Oh my God.
Yo, I don't know. Hey, I have no clue.
Yeah, you're right.
Damn, Dom.
The queen has spoken.
Damn, Tommy.
Exactly.
What are all the albums that came out?
Jay Electronica.
That came out before lockdown, though. Yeah, right before, yeah.
Childish Gambino. Oh, yeah, The Weeknd. I don't know who else.
Lil Uzi.
Yeah, Uzi did drop something.
Long awaited.